Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoyed this Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
All right, good morning. Hey, this is Baba Jahi. Sunday morning with the Gospel of Working from Home, and we have a special show today called You Can Change Your Life in 30 Days. First, I want to thank Mr. Paul Hoffman for that wonderful musical composition. It's My Time, the theme song here for Home Based Business 101. And again, you can go to successsongs.com, find out more about Mr. Hoffman and his powerful, positive, motivational music to uplift your life. And again, as the song said, hey, it's my time to do what take my destiny. Hey, people, yes, we have to focus in on being in control of our lives as opposed to not being in control of our lives. If we're in control of our lives, then we can make good things happen. If we're not in control of our lives, then a lot of things are happening not too good for us. And I want to start off this morning because we know we have several people that are some catching this live, some catching it in the archives, who've become part of a group that we put together on Facebook called You Can Change Your Life in 30 Days. And for all of those that signed up for the group, whether you're listening to this live or you're catching it later, I want to thank you for signing up in that group. And it's a support group. The purpose, again, of the group is to support each other so that through the things that we want to all accomplish over the next 30 days in our lives, that we're able to pray, share, and get positive reinforcement and positive support from each other so that we have a greater chance of accomplishing those things that we want to accomplish over the next 30 days. And within that group, you know, I send out a message this morning so that people know how to post on the group site what it is they want to change over the next 30 days. As I said, for most people, it'll probably be some business goals and stuff. For some, it might be family issues or it might be some other issues in terms of their lives, things that they want to change. And again, I just share with people, you know, if it's real, real personal, only share those details that you want to share over the internet, because it is cyberspace. And, you know, if there's some real, real deep personal things that you want to change, you know, you don't have to disclose all of that. Share what you can share, you know, and basically ask for support so that we can pray and help all of us get through whatever it is that we want to be able to get through. To get to the other side or whatever that other side is. For some of us, it's the other side is money. If some of us, the other side is better family relations. If the other side is, you know, having more self-confidence. Whatever it is that you want to get over, whatever it is the other side that you want to get through, you can change your life in 30 days. You know, I mean, one of the mentors that I had when I first got involved and network marketing business, Art Williams used to always talk about changing your life in 30 days, using 30-day cycles to get to where you want to go. And so that's what our focus is that you can change your life in 30 days. And, again, I'm really excited. I mean, you know, some of the people that signed up for the group, they're not involved in network marketing. Two of the former Movements Unlimited one a student and one used to work with Movements Unlimited signed up in the group, and so I'm excited to reconnect with them, and I pray that they're able to stay with the group and whatever it is that they want to be able to accomplish. You know, they know that, you know, we are here for them, and Movements Unlimited has always been about that. Okay, I want to start off this morning sharing something and then getting into some information from Willie Jolly and Dennis Kimbrough around this theme of goals and changing your life. And, you know, one of the things that we should always be able to focus on, and the more we can focus on what I'm about to say, the happier our lives will become. And so it starts off like this. And, you know, I posted this also so that people can write it down and share it with their loved ones and their family. I feel good about myself. I feel good about the people around me. I feel goodness all around me. And it will follow me for the rest of my life. Because I walk with good. And I talk with good. And I am good. And that feels really good. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Till your good is your better and your better is your best. You can do it. You can do it if we just stick to it. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better and better. And see, when we have those kind of affirmations that we repeat to ourselves, then we seek to find that in our lives and make it manifest in our lives. See, words help us make manifestations. But if you wake up in the morning and you say, the opposite of that. I feel bad about myself. I don't like the people around me. I feel badness all around me. Then what's going to do? It's going to follow you. You know, and good things are not going to happen for you. So it's important that we speak the positive. It's very, very important that we speak the positive. So, again, you know, you wake up in the morning, you should feel good about yourself, if for no other reason, the following. Whatever your faith-based belief is that we know that there's a divine presence in the universe. I'm not going to get into, you know, Christian versus Muslim versus Jew versus, you know, that's not here. We're not here to argue doctrine. But that divine force in the universe woke you up this morning and gave you the breath of life. One of the things that I remember my yoga teacher talking about, said that life is breath. He said, you can go without water for a while. He said, you can go without food even longer. You go without food longer than you go without water. Or how long can you go without air? So he said, life is breath. So within the air that we breathe is when we find the essence of creation. The air, the sun, the moon, the stars. You know, but, you know, for some reason, whatever it is that we're supposed to be doing, God ain't finished with us yet. Because we're still, as I say, you know, in the land of the living. And we don't die. We just depart from this presence and go to another presence. That's my spiritual outlook anyway. But again, I guess I'm not here to argue doctrine this morning, get in. To doctrine, the main point is that I said you should feel good about yourself if for no other reason that you were given another day to live, another day. So whatever it is that didn't go right yesterday, you got a chance to get it right today. So that's why it's important to feel good about yourself. Next, you know, in that next sentence, you know, feeling good about the people around you. If you don't feel good about the people around you, then maybe you need to replace them. See, you need to be around people that make you feel good. And if you got people around you that depress you, that bring you down, that cause wreak havoc in your life, you need to find another circle of people. I mean, or find a way to help them change so that you can feel good about them. Because whatever that is, it's going to follow you. That's why I say, you know, I feel good about myself. I feel good about the people around me. I feel goodness all around me, and it will follow me. See, it will follow. So you want that goodness to be able to follow you. And you want it to be able to follow you for the rest of your life. You know, and you want to be able to walk with good. I want to be able to walk with good people. I want to hold hands, walk with good people. I want to be able to talk with good. You know what? As my grandmother used to say, if you don't have nothing good to say about nobody, don't say nothing at all. You want to be able to say good things about people. Hey, it's so important. And you want to be able to be good. See, the ultimate, when we look at ancient Egypt, as a lot of you refer to as ancient Egypt, some of us refer to as ancient Kemet, and it was a principle called Ma'at. And in Ma'at, the whole purpose was the ultimate good. You know, the ultimate good. And the ultimate good was for me to be good. I am good. You know, and to do that, you have to go within, even in church. And again, I said, I'm not arguing doctrine this morning. I'm just going over principles and points. Tell you the kingdom of heaven is within. So you got to find that goodness within yourself. See, we wrestle every day with temptations, the battle between good and evil. You know, and we have to fight to make sure that we bring goodness into the world. We have to fight to make sure that, you know, this world can tarnish your view and make you think that there's some shortcuts to goodness that at times. Well, shortcuts to some things that you want, but it might not be a good way of doing it. And sometimes we make the wrong choice, and then we have to ask for forgiveness. You know, we would say, you know, forgive us for our trespasses. Forgive those who have trespassed against us. You know, lead us not into temptation. See, so we have to fight these things so that we can have goodness in our life. And you say, well, what's all that got to do with changing my life in 30 days, Baba Jai? Well, it all has to do with being able to set goals. See, your goals have to be about good. And when you make them about good, then, you know, you can begin to focus, harness on them, and you can also attract people with like minds to help you with that. Okay, I want to talk to, I want to reach out to this book by Willie Jolly. Willie Jolly talks about, you know, about being able to set goals. And he said, a goal is nothing more than a dream with a deadline. Your dream is what is your goal. So, you know, when we do these 30-day cycles, there's a big, big goal you have in life. But you got to put some deadlines on. Other than that, you just become abstract and they're out there and we don't have a way to measure if we push through to make them happen. So, you know, a goal is a dream with a deadline. We got to set deadlines. And when we set those deadlines, see, that's going to lead to action steps. When we don't have deadlines, then we don't have action steps to help us measure how to get there. So one of the things that Willie Jolly talks about, he says, make a list of at least 10 things you would go after. He talked about this year, if you knew that it was impossible for you to fail. See, that's the other thing that we got to do. We got to cut that word impossible out of our lives. Napoleon Hill said, cut it out. You know, all things are possible for those that believe. Again, this is a spiritual principle. You know, believe it, and it's yours. See, it works both ways. Works good and bad. So we got to believe. That's why I started off about feeling good and focusing on good, because we got to believe in good, because, see, it'll work the other way, too. You know, we can do bad things because we focus on bad things. And if we believe that we can achieve bad things, we will achieve them. So you want to focus on those good things. He says, now that your mind is in the possibility mode, he said, we need to go a step further. He said, I want you to take out 4 sheets of paper. So what you want to do? And you're going to see how this ties into what we're talking about. On 4 sheets of paper, you want one first sheet of paper, you write down, what is my life? Time, dreams, and goals. See, that's the big one. You know, what is my lifetime dreams and goals? Well, you know, I know that's a tremendous exercise for all of us. You know, what is it that I ultimately want out of my life? What is that, my dreams and goals? He said on the second sheet right now, what are my 12-month dreams and goals? See, because in order to get to that lifetime thing, you know, we got to break that down a little bit more, year by year, 12-month goals. He said, then on the third sheet, and this is where we're at right now, what is my 30-day goals? And on the fourth sheet, what is my ideal successful daily routine? He said, see, once you develop a routine for a successful day, then the key is to success is simply to reproduce that successful day 7 times, and you have a successful week. Reproduce that successful week 4 times and you have a successful month. Reproduce that successful month 12 times and you have a successful year. And then you're on your way to creating a successful lifetime. See, but it all starts with that successful day, doing that, and then doing that 7 days. And when you do that 7 days, that's a week. And then when you do that 4 weeks, that's a month. And you do that month thing 12 times, and that's a year. He said, and then you're on your way. But it starts with that successful daily routine. See, that's the action steps. See, we break down what we want to change over the next 30 days. What is it we want to happen over the next 30 days? You know, and I have some specific things that I want to accomplish over the next 30 days. I'll be sharing them, you know, next Sunday. You know, this Sunday, I just want to go over the format for those that are focusing in and listen to this, and you know, but they also will be posted on the group page, you know, this week, and chance to go through them and all of that. But the main thing is understanding the format, understanding the format. That it starts with a successful daily routine. It helps you develop a successful week. And then successful weeks that help you develop a successful month, those 30 days. So if you think about what it is that you want to change over the next 30 days, see, then it helps you break down how to attack it day by day. Day by day, every way, you know, you can get better, but it helps you attack it day by day. Inch by inch is a cinch. See, what happens is that, you know, sometimes we look at stuff, it looks so big, we try to figure out how can I get this done. It's just too darn big. So how you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. One bite at a time. You know, hey, and that's what we have to do with this. And again, I want to now reach over to Dennis Kimbrough's book, What Makes the Great Great. And he has a section out of the book, which he called Just Cut It Out. He said, the inspirational writer Napoleon Hill devoted his life to sharing the philosophy of individual achievement with millions of aspiring men and women. As a young man, he had the ambition to become a writer. Toward that end, Hill saved his money and bought the finest, most complete dictionary available. All the words he would ever need were in that book, and Hill meant to master them all, but he did something quite strange. He turned to the word impossible with his penknife, clipped it out of the dictionary, and threw it away. As he stated on several occasions, he then had a reference book that was void of negative concepts. Thereafter, Hill built his entire career on the premise that nothing is impossible to the man or woman who wants to succeed in a big way. I'm not suggesting that you cut the word impossible out of your dictionary, but I'm certainly suggesting that you cut it out of your mind. Eliminate it from your conversation. Drop it from your thoughts. Erase it from your attitude. Remember these words: nothing is impossible to him or her that believes. So Napoleon Hill, he wanted to make sure as he went through that dictionary and looked at it as he was developing his vocabulary, he didn't want to see that word no more. That's powerful. That is powerful, so powerful to be able to, cut that word impossible out, the word can't. You know, we have to eliminate that from our vocabulary. And so, you know, those are some important things that we need to do. Last, I'm going to cover a couple other points, and then I'm going to get some comments and some feedback from my other half and partner, Mama Jahi. 7 steps to achieving your goals. You got to have a really big dream, one that totally captures your imagination, that truly inspires you. This next step is so important. Number 2, choose a model, someone who has done what you want to do. Study every aspect of their person, their skills, their resources, and what they have achieved to understand what it takes. See, I'm so happy that the company that I'm in, that we have a mentoring program where, you know, we get mentored by a multimillionaire who's willing to share and walk you through the steps of what it takes to be successful. See, because if you want to do something, you got to find somebody that has done it. You can't have somebody try to teach you about something that they haven't done. It just ain't going to work. Number 3, write down every detail of that dream, no matter how trivial it may seem. The more detail you can picture in your mind, the closer you get to your dream becoming a reality. So we got to see it. We got to picture it. We got to visualize it. Visualization is very, very important. So I play sports. I play tennis. I visualize. I see my matches before I play them. I see the ball before I hit it. I know where it's supposed to be. Visualization. You know, I visualize what I want. And I'm learning. I haven't mastered yet, but I'm learning how to apply that to my business world. And the biggest problem I have that I have to fight is the negativity that comes to me from other places, how to keep it from blocking my vision. And so that's so important. Number 4, spend time each day pitching your exact dream. After you've built your dream pictures, it doesn't take but 3 to 5 minutes a day to focus completely on them. That action will drive you to your dreams achievement. See, so it's important, again, to block out that negativity and spend 3 to 5 minutes a day focusing on what your dream picture is. So you got to be able to picture to see it. Number 5, focus every attention in every action in your day on making some part of your dream a reality. Every day, people, as we work on this and over this next 30 days to change our life, every day you got to focus on some aspect of what are you doing to make that happen. Number 6, wherever fear, doubt, enter the picture, step right into them. Do whatever it is you fear over and over so no longer looms a stop on your dream. So we have to tackle fear. Fear will sidetrack us, will have us go back to something called the land of familiar, what we're familiar with. We want to get out of the land of familiar and get to the land of possibilities. Out of the land of familiar into the land of possibilities. And number 7, never, ever, ever, ever quit. Don't quit. See, there's so many people that are walking this earth who have quit on themselves and have quit on their lives. And they just have a slide on them, say dead but not buried yet. Because they almost, for multiple purposes, they're non-existent. And so, you know, those are some of the things that, you know, we want to apply over these next 30 days as we focus on how to change your life in 30 days. And at this time, I'm going to ask Mama Jahi to comment on some of the things that I talked about this morning and for us to give us her take, her share on this topic. Cynthia Jahi, take it away, please.
Yeah. Jumbo, welcome. Good morning, everybody. Well, one of the ones that I'll talk about is overcoming your fear. It is good to work on overcoming your fear with someone else who can assist you. I remember, and I don't know who's on the line that's for Moving Miss Unlimited, but we used to have these trips where we went to Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, and there was a bridge that we would cross that was over top of a large body of water. I can't remember what body of water it was right now. I think I can't remember right now. Shenandoah River, okay. And it was actually a bridge that a train also crossed, which was a trestle bridge, and also there was a pathway for pedestrians. And we all wanted to get on the other side because it was a wonderful mountain. It would be a good place to do a little hiking and nature walk. And I didn't tell the children that I was actually afraid of heights, didn't particularly like being in high places, especially when you see through the floor panels. Well, what we did, I didn't tell them, but I just took their hands, and most of them were 9-year-olds and 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds, a couple 10, 11-year-olds, and we made a chain, and we sang a song and walked across that bridge together. Now, they didn't know that I actually had never been on the other side of that bridge and that I really was afraid of heights. But I knew that if we walked across that bridge together, that if I had courage, that we could all make it across. And indeed, on that day, we made it across, made it up the hill. And whenever you go across something, you may have to return, you know, back. And we also made it back. Well, coming back, they didn't need to hold my hand. So in one instant, by being a group of us working together, and like I said, they did not know that I actually was afraid of the height. We all made it across the bridge. So, you know, sometimes you may need to get with one person who has to overcome that same fear or who may not have a fear of what you have a fear of and take it step by step and you can get it done. So I just wanted to share with you an experience that I've actually had, that I've actually used, and it did work.
All right. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for sharing that experience about overcoming fears. And, again, hey, this has been Baba Jahi and Mama Jahi this morning here on the Gospel of Working from Home on Movements Unlimited Home-Based Business 101 Radio Outreach Show. And we just want to thank everybody that tuned in. And for those that are part of the group, make sure you sign in. And the goals, that things that you want to be able to change over the next 30 days, like I said, that are not super, super too personal that you can't share over the internet, go ahead and post those so that we can support one another and help each other towards accomplishing the goals that we want to achieve over the next 30 days. And may everyone have a blessed day. And for all of those fathers out there listening today, happy Father's Day. And for those that have fathers in their lives, you know, remember your father and, you know, wish them a happy Father's Day today, fathers, grandfathers, uncles. You know, hey, it's just so important. Recognition is key also to anything that we want to accomplish and achieve, is learning how to recognize and appreciate people. And so with that said, hey, it's been a pleasure to be able to do this show this morning, and I thank people who tuned in. God bless you, and looking forward to accomplishing what I want to be able to accomplish over the next 30 days and be able to provide assistance and help and prayer and support to others that are part of this unique group called You Can Change Your Life in 30 Days. God bless you until next time.